Trend number 4, the accelerating world of drug discovery and commercialization. For millennia, new drugs appeared only occasionally, and often as a matter of luck or serendipity. Then, beginning in the 19th century, researchers began to perform systematic scientific research, but progress remained slow. However, since the emergence of widespread information technology and molecular genetics in the 1970s, the whole field has exploded. Now, a wide range of new techniques is turbocharging that process. There are three reasons why this is now increasingly important. First, globalization has steadily increased the vulnerability of the world's population to pandemics, airborne pathogens, and viruses. Second, the overprescription of antibiotics has increased the resistance of many so-called superbugs to existing drugs, leading to the urgent need for the development of new, more powerful antibiotics. And third, the demand for customized drugs and treatment therapies is rising rapidly as the personalized medicine trend accelerates. Let's examine the latest breakthrough technologies and innovative business models that are promising better health for patients and greater wealth for investors. Until recently, pharmaceutical firms typically relied on universities to carry out the clinical trials on human patients that the FDA requires before it approves a new drug. But academic researchers are notorious for taking their time to design, conduct, and publish the results of the trials. So companies have increasingly used a relatively new entity called a contract research organization, or CRO. CROs are private companies that not only complete clinical trials faster and at lower cost than academic researchers, they are also more open to using new technologies. And because they are not restricted to a specific country, CROs can test new drugs on patients in other countries, where there are fewer legal restrictions on testing, which speeds up the drug development process. In fact, foreign research subjects account for a rapidly growing share of the participants in clinical drug trials. This is happening because Americans already take so many drugs that it is becoming more difficult to find patients who haven't already taken other drugs that could distort the results of the research. Furthermore, by expanding the pool of potential test subjects, pharmaceutical companies are able to avoid delays in finding enough subjects for a study in the U.S. CROs and foreign research subjects are the equivalent of the outsourcing and offshoring trends that have lowered costs and increased productivity in countless industries. And just as those forms of outsourcing help manufacturers avoid regulatory burdens, offshoring clinical trials permits pharmaceutical companies to avoid delays imposed by U.S. regulators. Another business best practice that the pharmaceutical industry is adapting is crowdsourcing. According to a report in the Journal of General Internal Medicine, a research team from the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania has run experiments that suggest that the combined efforts of ordinary citizens across the world could speed up healthcare research while improving the quality of that research and slashing the cost. At the same time that these innovative business practices are increasing the productivity and efficiency of medical research, a wave of new technologies is leading to the faster development of better drugs. For example, medicines that are personally tailored to your DNA are becoming a reality, thanks to the work of U.S. and Chinese scientists who develop statistical models to predict which drug is best for a specific individual with a specific disease. The current method of prescribing medication now sometimes includes a pharmacogenomic approach, but researchers recognize the limitation of this approach in predicting a response to a particular drug and dosage combination. Pharmacogenomics uses a person's genes to explain the difference between how one person responds to a drug compared to another. The new research reported in Advanced Drug Discovery Reviews takes this field one step further by also including information about how the body processes a drug and how the drug acts in the body. A team led by Rongling Wu, director of the Center for Statistical Genetics at the Penn State College of Medicine, looked at pharmacokinetics, which influences the concentration of a drug reaching its target, and pharmacodynamics, which determines the drug response. The researchers created a statistical analysis framework of differential equations that they expect will help doctors and pharmacists by simulating such variables as the interactions within a patient's body between proteins and DNA. This will enable doctors to predict how each patient will react to a drug before it is prescribed, enabling individuals to receive just the right dosage of the most effective drug or the optimal combination of drugs to treat a medical condition. Other advances are improving the delivery of drugs to the precise cells in the body where they are needed. For example, scientists have developed a new class of drugs called siRNAs for small interfering RNAs that can target a specific gene that causes a disease. The challenge so far has been how to deliver the knockout blow to cells in the liver, because the liver reacts to the siRNA drug by coating it in globules called endosomes that prevent the drug from reaching the cell's DNA to exert its gene-silencing effect. Now, according to research published in the journal Nucleic Acid Therapeutics, a team led by So C. Wong from Arrowhead Madison Incorporated has invented an innovative new delivery technique that is 500 times more effective. The researchers co-injected a polymer with the drug that also targets the liver and, once inside liver cells, breaks open the endosomes, releasing the siRNA drug. Finally, other advances are enabling scientists to assemble potential drug compounds quickly. Drug molecules interact with their targets, such as proteins or enzymes, by attaching to them in a way that neutralizes the target's undesirable effects in the body. This is sometimes called the lock and key method. According to Science magazine, a team of scientists at Yale University has demonstrated a new approach that offers scientists far greater control over the three-dimensional structure of a key class of molecular compounds, making it easier to fashion drug molecules that fit their targets in the right way. Jonathan Ellman, the Yale chemist who led the experiment, explains, "Now we've got a lot more control over the shape and orientation of this class of drug compounds, and this essentially gives us greater flexibility in creating effective drugs." Ellman is publishing the research without patent constraints to permit drug developers to use it immediately to turn his team's discovery into new drugs. Based on this trend, the trends editors offer the following forecasts. First, by 2020, researchers will learn to identify the best drugs for most patients before treatment, which will reduce healthcare costs and improve patient outcomes. Personalized medicine will enable doctors to prescribe the optimum treatment for each patient based on his or her genetic profile and individual reactions to various drugs. This will eliminate the costly and wasteful trial-and-error approach to prescribing drugs, which will allow patients to avoid the side effects and adverse reactions to receiving the wrong drugs, as well as preventing suffering while waiting for an effective drug to start working. Second, crowdsourcing will increasingly be used to speed up healthcare research while reducing costs. Some people might be skeptical that non-scientists will be adept at collecting data, but previous studies have shown that crowdsourced data can be quite accurate. According to the Perelman School of Medicine study's first author, Benjamin Renard, studies we reviewed showed that the crowd can be very successful, such as solving novel complex protein structure problems or identifying malaria-infected red blood cells with a similar accuracy as a medical professional. Reynard and his colleagues recommend that other medical researchers involve crowdsourcing when their studies require problem-solving, data processing, surveillance or monitoring, and surveying. And third, by 2015, new IT-driven drug discovery methods will dramatically improve the productivity of pharmaceutical research. In addition to the cutting-edge methods highlighted earlier, consider this startling breakthrough. A new computer program rapidly analyzes the complicated shapes of proteins and identifies how they might be shape-shifted by drugs. Conventional drug discovery is extremely expensive, time-consuming, and often heavily reliant on lottery techniques to identify useful drugs by chance. Drugs that act by shape-shifting work in a much smarter way that closely mimics natural mechanisms for control. The human body has an intricate set of mechanisms that regulate many of our critical functions by simply changing protein shape. In simple terms, these shapeshifter mechanisms allow the proteins to modulate their biological activity by changing their surface character. The new technology helps discovery of drugs that can carefully adjust these biological molecules. With this technology, a firm called Serometrics expects to reduce the number of early trial compounds from millions to hundreds, potentially shaving years and tens of millions of dollars off the discovery development program.